This is UNN Urban Network News with information for and about people of color. As Republicans push aggressive redistricting efforts across the South, many black Democrats say the biggest obstacle isn't just the GOP. It's a Democratic Party still struggling to agree on how to fight back. And some fear it's happening at the expense of black voters. Trump's crackdowns on U.S. cities are still happening. ICE arrests are surging. Escalations are happening nationwide, even as federal judges have ruled more than 15,000 times against attempts to lock up people the Trump administration wants to deport. At least for now, Team Trump appears to be succeeding at making their armed and masked secret police more secret, even as the body count rises. A diplomatic summit usually ends with handshakes, carefully worded statements, and perhaps a commemorative photo. But not this year's NATO gathering in Turkey. It ended with the Turkish president giving out personalized, custom-engraved 357 Magnum revolvers and 6 rounds of ammunition. Now, for Trump, however, it's drawn attention not only because of its symbolism, but because Trump's acceptance of it has prompted accusations that he violated laws governing gifts from foreign governments and, as a convicted felon, should not possess a firearm. Civil rights leaders announced plans for a Washington march on August 28th to defend voting rights, saying recent court decisions have weakened key federal protections against racial discrimination in voting. You've been listening to UNN Urban Network News, sponsored by AhintOfMoss.com.